Welcome to Face to Face. Every once in a while, there are those who enter our lives and make it very special, such as the case of Blade and Sheila, two dogs who are much more than just pets, to Michael Ramirez and Ashley McConnell.
Let it be known that you are wearing your very important shirt, which says...
Pack leader.
Well, I want to talk about the first meeting with Blade.
Sure, yeah. I desperately wanted a dog, and through just a weird kind of series of events, my mom contacted her dog trainer, and she knew someone in Georgia that knew someone that may have had some border collies, because I desperately wanted a border collie. I was on some sort of waiting list, I guess, and she called me. She told me who she was. She interviewed me. So I drive about an hour north of Atlanta to meet her and to see these little puppies that she has. It didn't even look like a border collie, just like a fuzzy, tricolored, big, giant ball of cotton. And so he was just the cute little thing, and I saw him, and he was already independent and cute. And then I was set. I knew that he was the right one.
That's so sweet. When you got Sheila and how it led up to y'all being a little family together?
Probably after having Blade for over a year, I would take him to this doggy daycare once a week. And so he loved it, and he was running around with all these dogs all day. And there was this cute little dog in this crate. And I just asked. They said, oh, that's Sheila. She's available for adoption. What happened is that every time I would drop Blade off at doggy daycare, they would always make sure to put Blade and Sheila in the same play group. So every time I'd pick Blade up, they would tell me about his fun day with Sheila. Slowly, you know, over probably 2 months, I could, you know, just feel that I was falling for Sheila and knew that she needed to join us. So that's all it took. I'd always take videos of them and pictures of them. And there was a song on just by chance. Video starts with Blade coming to me and coming to my side of the car. And he's there, like, looking up at me and licking my legs and just giving me little kisses and, you know, just staring up at me and just being his normal, sweet self. And then Sheila, of course, you know, because she always needs attention. If someone else is getting the attention, she has to butt in. Just by chance, just this nice little moment that I was able to capture of both of them. And you get to, you know, really see who they were and just their personalities. And, you know, Blade being just like the kind of cool, laid-back dog, and Sheila needing the attention and, you know, just being kind of manipulative, but in a sweet in a sweet way, you know, just coming for her turn to get some pets and some love and that sort of thing. So, you know, whenever I think about them, I think about that.
What lessons did they teach you that you didn't think that you would learn from these little fur creatures?
A lot of things. I mean, I think probably the main thing, I mean, I'm always so busy, and, you know, life since I had them, I mean, I was in graduate school, and that was crazy and just insanely busy, and then life after that. And they just taught me, you know, just how to care for someone.
Thank you for talking to me about your beautiful fur babies.
Thank you for the great questions and for everything you do for us and everything you did for Sheila.
There's no real explanation for the unconditional love we get from our pets and the connection they build with their presence. That's why our furry friends are more than just man's best friend. They're family. Face to face.